Gabby Natale, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Hola, Rick.
You're a rarity, an immigrant from Argentina who built a career as a news anchor and then started your own production company to make this show. So many people have that kind of dream, yet so few make it. Where'd you find the confidence to do that?
After maybe 3-4 years of doing the process to get my green card, it finally got approved. Previous to that, I had a work visa, and the terms and conditions of that work visa allowed me to work only for a certain employer on a certain job. And if I, got fired, I would have to lose my status and go back to Argentina.
And you were an anchor for Univision?
Yes, in West Texas. And so the moment my green card got approved, I thought, wow, now I can work in any job, in any company. And also I can start my own business because I didn't have the right to start my own company before. And so when my green card got approved, I said, wow, I have this privilege.
You launched this show on one small station in Odessa, Texas. Can you remember a moment when you worried that it wouldn't work?
All the time. All the time. I didn't know we needed to have a pilot. I didn't know I needed to have a lot of things that traditionally you need to have when you pitch a concept or an idea for a show. And in a way, it was a blessing that I didn't know that much. So I remember we pitched the story to the general manager of one of the TV stations in West Texas. And he looked at the presentation. It was a PowerPoint presentation. And he said, yeah, I think this is a good idea. Yeah, guys, well, I'll put it on the air. And so we left, you know, my partner and I, Andy Suarez, we left the meeting and we said, yes, we got a yes to put the show on the air. And then we looked at each other and we said, wow, we don't have a camera, we don't have a tripod, we don't have a microphone, we don't have anything to produce this show.
You actually shot early episodes in a carpet warehouse.
Exactly. And they told us, you know, you can tape here. It was in a shopping center, in a shopping mall. And you can tape here under one condition. The carpets need to come in and out from this place. So your TV set needs to have wheels so that we can push them to push it to a side and have the carpets coming in and out. And so we said, yes, we can put some wheels on the set. And that's how it worked.
I wonder what it's been like building a company, a female-led kind of independent company outside the usual channels.
When we won the two Daytime Emmys, I got to meet one of the chairmen of the Academy, the Television Academy, and somebody told him our story. And so I told him, you know, we have a very non-traditional way when we started our TV show. And he said, let me correct you. You have a very innovative way of doing television. I said, I like that. You know, instead of just saying, oh, you know, this is kind of embarrassing, it's like, you know, give yourself credit because maybe it was not the way that most TV shows were done, but at least, you know, it was a way to start. And that is something that I really want to share with people. You know, we all have so many dreams, and sometimes it's paralyzing when we think about having everything you need to start that dream. So I think that even if a situation is less than perfect, it makes a lot of sense to take that first step.
Gabby Natale, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks to you, Rick.